We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ah, great song.
What's this a song? 90s, right?
Would have been, yes. Probably about 96, 95.
Right about when
95.
Christine Stewart was in grammar school? Probably. I would guess.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
More than
what
likely.
Grade, what grade were you in, Christine, at
mid-90s.
That time?
Mid-90s. What grade were you in, Stewart?
In the mid-90s? Yes. I was in high school.
Wow. Oh, man.
You're trying to suck up here, and you're killing us.
Beginning 90s high school,
The aforementioned Stewart is Christine Stewart, the beloved boss of CT News Junkie and our friend. We haven't talked to for a while because there hasn't been anything going on, no special sessions or anything.
I know, no special sessions.
You actually get to be wifey and mommy for the summer.
I don't think that, we actually have no plans yet for a special session. There's no date set, but they need to come in. They need to do the restaurant thing. They need to do the hospital settlement, and there's no indication they're coming in to do either of those at the moment.
Christine, as we had, just very quickly, a bunch of laws that came into effect today.
Yeah, Ray and I got a pay raise, 90-cent pay raise.
Yeah, so we're good. So we're buying. Out of the vending machine?
Okay, pretty much.
Yeah. But anyway, the whole thing was how do they settle this restaurant things? So in other words, under what principles is it working now, with the exception of the tax increase?
Oh, as far as I meant the lawsuits.
Oh, so okay. I'm sorry.
The class action lawsuits were filed against some restaurant owners for not keeping track of their servers' hours in the way that they were apparently supposed to be doing.
But that is related to, in a sense, to the laws that are going through to govern pay.
Yeah, well, actually, so the tip credit is not impacted. So the rate that servers and bartenders get paid, servers get $6.38 an hour, and bartenders get $8.38 an hour. Those wages are not increasing with the minimum wage.
Okay, so we've got that straightened out. Well, you have a story on CT News Junkie concerning the release of immunization data, British couple challenging that. Harvard Superior Court Judge Susan Cobb said that the couple, Brian and Kristen Festa, did not exhaust their administrative remedies and dismissed the case. Why has this been such a big story?
Yeah.
Well, I think, May 3rd was the first time that the state released this data. The state had been collecting this data on a school-by-school basis, but it had only been released on a statewide and a county basis. For years and years and years, which wouldn't allow anybody to see that there are possibly pockets of unvaccinated children in some of these schools. So when the data was released, it was revealed that there were more than 100 schools where the herd immunity level was below the 95% recommended by the CDC.
I like that herd immunity level. That's kind of cool. I guess we're all part of it.
And people will say that that's not, herd immunity is a myth because, you and I got vaccinated 20 years ago. And if we haven't kept up with our, our boosters, like that adults are generally not vaccinated to the point where they should be.
But see, wasn't there objection on privacy grounds?
There were objections. So the objection to releasing the data, which was there were no students' names with the data.
No, none.
It was the percentage of, it was the number of religious exemptions, medical exemptions, and then the immunization rate for each of the schools. There was no student information released.
So how are you going to figure out?
Yeah, what's their next?
Who's what? Yeah.
Right. What's the Festa's next step then?
I don't know. Their attorney, Representative Kara Pavlak D'Amato, did not return my phone calls yesterday. So I don't know if they are going to pursue this any further or if they're going to stop and write a letter and hope that the Department of Public Health does not release any new data on October 21st.
Does this attorney know who you are? Not returning your call? Come on.
Yes, she's a state representative.
Okay. All right. So this is just seems like... we've been talking this has been a story for probably longer than it should be, right?
It is definitely a story for, well, so the release of the new data for the 2018 school year is going to be released on October 21st if there is no sort of court intervention. So I guess the Festus could appeal to the Department of Public Health to try to exhaust their administrative remedies and take the issue to court again.
Well, okay. But like I said, I just don't see where the privacy, you know, complaints, fears come in. I just don't. I mean, if you're one of 30 kids in a class or one of 300 kids in a school, how, you know, well, you're going to figure out you're not? I mean, I can't figure that out.
Right. And so back in February, so I had requested this data by town back in February. I didn't know that they had it by school. And the Department of Public Health actually denied me access to the data.
Wow.
Based on the grounds of public health statutes.
So you've been the troublemaker here.
Are you it?
Asking
maybe.
For all this data.
maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I had Chris Powell on earlier this morning, and Chris was talking about one of his things in the Journal Inquirer was, you know, that apparently juvenile trials now, you won't be able to report on them. In other words, they'll be sub rosa. They'll be behind closed doors.
They will be behind closed doors as of today. There's 116 pending cases that will now that were transferred that were youthful offenders transferred to adult court that will now be closed.
Are you surprised, moving off this topic in the few minutes that we have left, are you surprised that some of the big issues in the legislature, relatively big issues, the restaurant tax, the hospital bill.
Right.
I mean, forget tolls, forget sports betting, forget marijuana. But some of the bigger things have not been taken care of yet.
I guess I am surprised, but let's remember that you know, the change to the restaurant laws and how you report servers' hours, that was passed unanimously on the very last day of session.
Right, okay.
So, again, we get down to this timing issue of, they – it didn't have a public hearing. It had nothing. It was put into a workforce training bill.
Wow.
Yeah. So I
heard
mean,
a training
like,
bill
again. You know, last minute lawmakers get it wrong.
This wouldn't be a rat, would it? This would not be what you call a rat, right?
Oh no, that would be what I would call a rat.
Oh, okay,
it's a big rat.
The fact that I mean, it was unanimously passed. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. If you do want to know what some of the laws, and you may have broken some of them already, you better get to ctnewsjunkie.com.
You don't mean Christine's broken them. You mean the people out there.
The people out there, yeah, because she's got them out there for
the Vox Populi has broken.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to take care of you.
What do you hear on tolls?
Oh, goodness. I have not heard anything
not a chance.
On tolls.
No.
It's never going to go through. It's not going to go through, is it? I mean, not in an election year.
Well, now they're looking at this federal money at a low interest rate to see if they can get some of that to take care of some of the construction projects.
Wow. And well, God knows, there are plenty of construction programs in our state this summer.
And go back to that food thing just for a minute. You know, we had, who was it? She was in the Senate. I forgot her name.
Kathy Austin?
Thank you. And we had her on. And, you know, would you want to be Scott Jackson right now? This guy was just dumped in his lap. You know,
they threw him under the bus.
Oh, miss.
What I
Not
thought.
Only did they throw him under it, they rolled the bus over him several
twice,
times.
Twice, yeah. And then dragged him. No, but I mean, was it one of those things? See, I mean, they do this all the time. You pass this legislation, you say, okay, figure out a way to do this. They did it with the ACA. And we want you to figure this thing out and then, you know, get back to us. But here's the money we want. So now figure out a way to get it. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily if that's what happened or if, you know.
Seems plausible.
They just threw in the word grocery store by mistake. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks, Christine. We always appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Christine Stewart.
Were the Russians involved or the Ukrainians? I have
no
idea.
God, talk about getting thrown under the.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.